Hi, thanks for tuning in to WaterRights.net. I'm Don Wright. Water Blueprint for the San Joaquin Valley, July 19, 2023. The Water Blueprint for the San Joaquin Valley is a nonprofit organization formed in 2019 with the goal of bringing together all the interests impacted by surface and groundwater supplies available to the San Joaquin Valley. It's a coalition of the willing with participation from the agricultural, labor, and agency communities. That community includes anyone who eats food. The Harrison Company's 100-mile circle study shows the valley is, quote, less than 1% of the total landmass in the U.S., yet it produces 60% of the country's fruits and nuts and over 30% of its vegetables, unquote. SGMA, a public policy institute of California study, showed that if left unchecked, California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act of 2014, SGMA, could easily cause more than 1 million acres of the most productive farmland on Earth to go out of production. This fallowing of land would ignite a massive economic hardship on not just the farms and farming-based communities, but the entire region. There are other states and even nations that have written laws regulating the use of groundwater. Unlike California, they studied the problem and arrived at a plan designed to address a solution. SGMA went about it differently, identifying the problem, and it mandated local interests form groundwater sustainability agencies, GSAs, tasked with writing a groundwater sustainability plan, GSP, that would not so much solve the problem as avoid undesirable results. Surface supply. Historically, the San Joaquin Valley relied on water supplies provided by nature in the form of melting snowpack in the Sierra Nevada range being captured in reservoirs. This stored surface supply would be released for irrigation use during the summer and early fall when temperatures often exceed 100 degrees in the valley floor. Permanent crops such as orchards and vineyards and row crops such as tomatoes, onions, and cotton were flood irrigated, with part of the applied surface water meeting the plant's evapotranspiration needs and the rest percolating into the underlying aquifer. This is known as conjunctive use. The water stored in the aquifer could then be used by pumping during times of drought. California's reservoir system was originally designed to provide 4 to 5 years of supplies in storage to take both agricultural and urban needs through the drought. I understand it still can do that if it's managed properly. But that was more than 50 years ago when the state's population was 16 million. It's now somewhere around 40 million people, and there hasn't been any new major statewide infrastructure built since the 1960s. 2/3 of the state's precipitation falls north of the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta, and 2/3 of the state's use takes place south of there. There are two main infrastructure projects that move this water from where it falls to where it's needed: the State Water Project and the Federal Central Valley Project. The San Joaquin Valley benefits from both. Irrigation and water districts along its length subscribe to the projects, indebting themselves to pay off the capital expense and contracting for the right to purchase and use the conveyed water. Prior to 1978, it wasn't at all unusual for a district's contract supply to be 100% during normal to wet years. Since then, there have been a minimum of 8 major cutbacks in surface deliveries due to legislation and regulatory revisions. This chipping away of surface supplies has dropped the average amount to contract fulfillment to less than 50% since 2009. In 2014, for the first time in history, the Fryant Division of the CVP received a zero allocation of surface supplies. Then it got socked with zero supplies again in 2015. This reduction in surface supplies has had an economic impact that has caused a change in cropping patterns and irrigation methods. Many growers have opted for more valuable permanent crops that can be watered by micro-irrigation. Nuts in particular have been an appealing investment, but they have to receive water every year. The option for growers to switch from garlic to melons or cut back on acreage planted in a given year is gone. Also gone is the natural recharge that takes place from flood irrigation and the conjunctive replenishing of aquifer reserves. The return on investment is bigger with permanent crops, but it's also the time needed to realize the return. As mentioned, permanent crops must be irrigated regardless of the weather, so when dry years hit, as they always do in California, pumps turn on. The loss of surface supplies caused the groundwater table to drop from pumping. In areas with clay soils, this sometimes caused land to collapse on itself, causing subsidence. Something has to be done, but a combination of reduced supplies and the onerous impact of SGMA is a loaded gun aimed at the valley. Did you know a Water Rights audience makes the irrigation decision for more than 4.5 million acres of farmland in California? If you have products and services you want to put in front of this exclusive demographic, get in touch with us. After all, you're listening to this, so are they. Water Blueprint. As an awareness of the dire consequences of massive land fallowing dawned on Valley leaders, as a result of Sigma, they came together to form the Blueprint. One of the first tasks the Blueprint Commission was an economic study of Sigma's impacts. The Blueprint Economic Impact Analysis, Phase 1, results by UC Berkeley economists Drs. David Sundig and David Roland Holst. This study is a sobering look at what's in store if the Valley can't come together as a region and address its water supply problems. It finds a farm revenue drop of more than $7 billion annually, resulting in 42,000 jobs lost, along with the loss of $1.1 billion in wages and salaries per year. That'll trigger another 85,000 jobs lost and $2.1 billion in employee compensation annually, because the farmers and farm workers won't have money to spend in the communities where they live and used to work. Another 20,000 jobs outside the Valley, but related to its ag output, could also be lost. Sadly, the greatest amount of economic destruction will take place in the disadvantaged communities in the Valley. The loss of income will place a greater strain on social and government services as tax revenues fall, and there will be higher food prices for the consumer statewide, nationally, and internationally. An environmental-friendly solution. One of the partial solutions the Blueprint is developing is the Environmentally Friendly Diversion Project. An average of water years shows 10 million acre foot of water flows out of the Delta, under the Golden Gate, and into the Pacific. This is water above and beyond the amount needed for environmental regulations. The San Joaquin Valley needs an additional 2 million acre feet of water to prevent the economic waste being imposed by reduced surface water deliveries in Sigma. But it can't get it because of environmental restrictions. There are two pumping plants located on the southeast part of the Delta, the State Banks Plant and the Federal Jones Plant. This is the first step in moving water from north to south. The pumps take in water from the Delta flows, then send them down large canals. The pumps are so powerful they can entrain aquatic wildlife. Unfortunately, some of this wildlife is either threatened or endangered, such as smelt and juvenile salmon. A screen was installed to protect the fish. Recall, the vast majority of water infrastructure was built more than half a century ago. There are times when the pumps have to be shut down to protect the fish from the screens meant to protect them from the pumps. This situation often comes up during the brief high flow times when snowmelt is passing through the Delta. The Blueprint's technical committee, under the leadership of Dr. Scott Hamilton, has found a simple solution by preventing the entraining of flora and fauna, the environmentally friendly diversion. Instead of taking water from the side of the flow column, water would be taken from the bottom. Perforated pipes would be buried under the stream bed, and water would be transported through them to a reservoir for the pumps to draw from. Because of a slow rate of percolation in the fish's natural buoyancy, there would be no force exerted on the little fellas, and they can just float on by. This technology has already been proven on other river systems in California. Studies are currently underway at the University of Colorado's Water Lab to help fine-tune the considerations of gravel pack, pipe spacing, and other technical issues to determine the best design. This additional source of water would be a natural fit for the Valley, where it's estimated there's room to store more than 75 million acre-feet underground in aquifers. Southern California water agencies already partner with agencies in the Valley to bank water underground. This additional source could provide water for far more than just farms, as important as that is, to be sure. While a fish-friendly diversion isn't the silver bullet to cure all of the Valley and the state's water woes, it's a relatively economical and environmentally sound alternative to allowing our food supply and a large portion of the state's economy to dry up, while millions of acre-feet of water above all current needs flow out to sea. That wraps up this report. Now for a little legal lingo. The opinions expressed here are those of the author, not necessarily any third party or advertiser. This was brought to you by waterrights.net. If you liked it, give us a call. Write to us. Let us know. Help spread the word. Go be good to yourselves. Amen.